Praise the Lord. Please be seated. I have a whole lot to preach about, but that's the way God wants it tonight. Because maybe somebody will say, maybe Pastor doesn't want to preach tonight. There's a whole lot. I'm just trusting God to be able to even complete it before we go into the feet washing service. Assessing overflowing grace via the love of God. Assessing overflowing grace via the love of God. Love is the greatest factor in this kingdom. And love is the gateway to grace. Anywhere the love of God flows, grace, there is a pressure for grace to flow. Love always attracts grace. In this kingdom, love is the greatest. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, where we say, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, which is also called love. But the greatest, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, but the greatest of them all is love. Faith is strong. Faith is wonderful. Hope is good. In fact, without hope, there's a lot of things that will get missing. But the Bible says, the greatest of everything you can ever have is charity, which is also called love. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, particularly in verse 22, the first when it was being listed is love. Everything you might have, if there's no love, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, this and that, goodness, you know, the number one virtue that is necessary for you and I to assess grace is the love of God. The love of God simply means a deep affection for God. A deep affection. An attachment. Affection for God and attachment to God. A deep affection for God and attachment to God. Now, listen to this. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. The Bible says, love is as strong as death. Love is as strong as death. Love is very strong. All God lovers are men and women who are ready for grace. Somebody ready for grace tonight, shout a big amen. Amen. Somebody ready for grace tonight, shout a big amen. Amen. Somebody ready for grace tonight, shout a big amen. Amen. Set me as a seal upon thy heart. As a seal upon thy arm. For love is as strong as death. Love is very strong. That's why you see people, they commit suicide when they love somebody and the person tries to break their heart. Many of us have watched it in films, have seen such. One pastor in Lagos told us a story some time ago of a lady who was from a very rich family. The father, she graduated, the father bought her a car and all that. She was doing so well. And all of a sudden, she was looking very sad, very depressed. What's wrong? What's the problem? You don't like your car? Okay. Or is it that? He said, no, it's not car. Brother went out, bought another car. Again, and when they brought the key to the house, they knocked the door. What's the problem? Eventually, she opened up. She did not say anything. Later on, she committed suicide and left a note that a guy jilted her. A guy she loved so much went after. Sorry? Okay, left her with nothing, and then because of that, she just died like that. Don't die like that, too. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The Bible says, love is as strong as death. Love is so strong. But God said, the love you must have for me must be stronger than that. Now listen to this. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, the Bible says, thou shalt love thy God with thy heart, with thy soul, and with thy mind. Thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. In Matthew 22 verse 37, the Bible says, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with thy heart, with thy soul, and with thy might. With thy might. With thy might. Matthew 22 verse 37. In Mark chapter 12 verse 30, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy heart, with thy soul, with thy mind, and with thy strength. Mark 12 verse 30. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy heart. Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is what defines how to love God. Thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy strength. That is the totality of you must love God. This is what provokes the grace of God on your life. If grace is your desire this year, you have to love God sincerely and deeply. No matter the amount of prayers a man can pray, if he hates God, he can attract grace. Quickly, what are the signs? Seven, quickly, that I'll show you to make you know that a man loves God. Number one is loving his presence. Every man or woman that loves God's presence is a man or woman hunting for grace. In Psalms 51 verse 11, it says, cast me not away from thy presence, O God. David was a man addicted to God's presence. He loved God's presence with passion. In Psalm 16 verse 11, it says, in thy presence there is fullness of joy. He loves God. He wants to be in God's presence all the time. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. He was a man who was addicted to God's presence. No wonder David exhibited so much grace. David was a man who never lost a battle. He was a man that God loved so dearly because he was a man of God's presence. When we are talking about God's presence, we are talking about having time for God on your own. Prayers on your own. Worship on your own. Having specialized time of prayer and fasting, choosing by yourself, not the fast that we chose in the church. You just want to have time with God. You just want to have time with God. You just want to have affection with God. Your phones are off, or maybe on silent, or whatever. You just want to have a communion with God. You just want to be in His presence. You just want to go to a mountain. You see, when we say mountain. Mountain doesn't necessarily mean physical mountain. We are talking about a place where you have time with God one-on-one, secluded. It can be in a church. It can be in your room. It's important for you to be in God's presence all the time. If you really want to taste grace. Number two, what's a sign that you love God? Number two, love for His house. Psalms 92 verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. They shall still bear fruits in their old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. David was a man who was planted. He was planted. They are planted in the house of Jehovah. They shall flourish in the courts of our God. They are planted in the house of Jehovah. Can we have KJV instead of American Standard Version? God bless you. You know, they are planted in the house of God. They are men or women who are always in God's house. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the course of their God. They shall still bear fruits in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. That is, they will do well. If you really want to enjoy grace, don't be far away from God's presence. By privilege, in our church here, this church opens Monday to Sunday for meetings. So it's a privilege for you. There is no excuse why you should not be in the house of God often. This is what provokes the grace of God. God is not a use and dump. He just comes to whenever you need Him. God, I just want to tell you that my exam is around the corner next week. Please, I'll be very serious this week. After the exam again, we'll see later. No. God, honestly, I really need to have a boy. I'm desirous to have a boy. I have a girl already, but I want to have a boy. So I'll be very serious during this period. After this pregnancy, then you are out. No. Be planted. Somebody say planted. Everyone planted in the house of God receives grace from God. The house of God is a service station. That's why we say we are going for service. Sunday service. Wednesday service, midweek service. A service station is where old oil is removed and new oil is replaced. Old plugs that will not allow the car to fire is removed and brand new plugs is put there. The engine is cleaned, everywhere is washed up, the decks are removed, all the things that are clogging, the speed of the car is removed, so that that's the same thing in the house of God. If you are planted, you will not be rusty. You will not be rusty. Number three, sign that a man loves God is love for people. Matthew 19 verse 19. Matthew chapter 19 verse 19 also explains this. Every lover of God is a lover of people. It's impossible to claim to love God and hate people. Every man or woman that loves people loves God. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you love your neighbor, you are loving God. Grace is provoked when love is expressed. You can write that down if you wish. Grace is provoked when love is expressed. Grace is provoked when love is expressed. Grace is provoked when love is expressed. The more you express love to your neighbor, the more God is happy. Say, that's my son. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You are God's representative here. Put your hands on your chest and say after me. I am God's representative. I'm sent here to solve people's problem. I am not the problem. Please say it loud and clear. I am not the problem. I am to solve people's problem. I was sent here to make impact. I was sent here to touch other people's lives. I am not a problem. I am not a victim. I am the victor in Jesus' name. So you are not sent here. You are not the victim. You are not the problem. You are the victor. You are the one to dish out solution. What's the problem? What can I do for you? What area? Look at Joseph. Joseph was in the prison and he was still dishing out solution to other people's problems. What's the problem? Why are you looking sad? Why are you looking unhappy? He said, we had a dream last night. He said, don't worry. The God of heaven will reveal the dream. He is the interpreter of the dream. Tell me the dream. He told him the dream. He said, you, tomorrow, they will cut off your head. You, tomorrow, you are going to ascend back to you are going to go back and I'm serving the king. And it was so. It was a problem, even while in a problem. You are sent here to solve people's problem. Don't go around looking like the problem. You are not the problem. Every God lover solves people's problem, looking out for how to be a blessing to everybody around him or her. Everybody who loves to solve problems will always attract grace. We'll always attract grace. Number four, sign of the love of God is love for kingdom projects. Every time a man or woman that loves God sees kingdom project, he's happy. Say, this is another opportunity for me to tap into this kingdom projects. Kingdom projects. Kingdom projects. Kingdom projects. I'll never forget when this church was being built. Some members disappeared and only reappeared on the day of moving here. They disappeared. They will not pick up. You cannot find them anywhere. But on the day of moving here, they reappeared. Like, we went somewhere. We say, welcome. You know, church is for everybody. Kingdom project. Love for. Listen to me. In your generation, you will build churches. For this generation, you will build churches. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will buy buses for churches. You will feed the hungry. In the name of Jesus, you will clothe the naked. Let me hear your loudest amen. Be happy when you hear kingdom projects. Let your heart be delighted. Let there be a joy in your heart. Let there be a delight in your soul. When I pass by a church and I see them building, I don't need them to ask me, please, can you give us something? I just ask my PA, please, tomorrow you take something to that church. If I like, I tell them I'm the one. If I like, I tell them, don't tell them I'm the person. Or don't tell them it's from Impact House. You don't need to know me. I just want to be a blessing because it's a project for God. It's not an hotel. It's not a brothel. It's not a pepper soup joint. It's not a sweet spot. Nada is a massaging spot.
It's a church of God. I don't need anybody to ask me, please, can you please give us something? Something inside me prompts up to do something. Let a desire. You can't claim you love God when a project is going on and you just turn your face.
I never see this kind God before. Wonder.
God is doing wonders in this church. He's doing wonders, but he's using some people to do it. Every great move of God rides on the shoulders of men. Everything God is doing, he's using some people. He's not using ants. It is costing pepe, money. So it is important for you as you long for grace. Can I tell you this? Some people can never taste grace forever. The reason is that God knows if that blessing comes, it won't be for his kingdom. Can I ask you this question? If God is to bless you exceedingly and abundantly, where will the resources be directed to? What is the first thing that will come to your heart? They go take. My shoe will be kakakoko stick. It will be shining like a shining star. In fact, all the pastor's wife in Impact House, they will know that somebody has arrived from home. They will take. Even that their pastor that they say he likes to dress, he will know that I'm more than that. I'm super. God has blessed me. That shouldn't be the motive. Your motive for God's blessing is to be a blessing to his kingdom. Number 5. How signs of love of God is love for keeping his commandment. John chapter 14 verse 21. Love for keeping his commandment. Every lover of God that wants grace is somebody who keeps his commandment. John 14 verse 21. John chapter 14 verse. Let's look at that very quickly. If you love me, then you must keep my. John 14 verse 21. I read. Thank you, Jesus. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. If a man keeps God's commandment, he has already signed up for the grace of God. Every God lover is a man pursuing his commandment. Can I tell you this? Most of my prayer point during this fast has been, God, give me grace to please you. I prayed for many other things, many other people, and many other issues. But the highest part of my prayer is, Jesus, I want to be able to keep your commandment. Help me to be able to keep your commandment. Help me to be able to. Let's look at verse 23. There's something there in verse 23 you will like. Verse 23, John 14, 23. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. This year, God will make his abode with you. Can God be living in a house and there will be scarcity? Can God be in a business and then the business will be making losses? Impossible. Can God be in a home and the home will be sad? There's a song we used to sing when we were younger. I don't know if you also sang it. Jesus in a family, happy, happy home, with Jesus in a family, happy. My prayer for you is God will give you grace to keep his commandment. His commandment to you will not be grievous. To serve God and keep his commandment will not be a difficulty. Listen to me. Every God lover, God releases to them grace to please him. Grace to please him. Hatred for sin is their is what they live for. They hate sin. They have a distaste for sin. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. They just love holiness. They just want to be holy. God is going to give somebody here tonight grace to be able to live a holy life in the name of Jesus. And I trust God as we go into the fish feet washing service tonight, every traces
of sin in your life shall be washed out completely in the name of Jesus. That power of iniquity shall be broken in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be broken in the name of Jesus. There are some guys, when they see a young lady, the first thing that comes to their head is, how do I touch her front? Oh, how do I touch this person? Oh, shege. See this thing I'm saying. See this. That is a spirit of iniquity. There are some ladies, when they see a man, how to draw down his zip is what runs through their mind. Ah, if only I can touch this man to a corner. If I can take him to one corner and draw down his zip, his life will never be the same. So their thinking is anti-Jesus. Number 6, sign of the love of God is love for his word. Psalm 119 verse 97. Psalm 119 verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. David was a man who loved the word of God. He loved God so much. He loved him passionately. He loved God's word so much. If you love God, you will love his word. God is his word. His word and himself, they are the same. Your prayer every day should be, Father, open up something to me in this scripture. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open down my eyes that I might behold wondrous things in thy laws. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes. Let me see something in the scripture. If you love God, you will love his law. His law should be your meditation. Every power that makes you hate reading this word, that power is destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. That power is destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible should be on your phone. The Bible should be in your bag. The Bible should be in your bag. How do you travel? Somebody came to stay with me recently, and then he traveled all the way from very far place without Bible. Immediately he came, I said, where is your Bible? He said, where is your Bible? You travel from far without your Bible. How do you travel without a Bible? What do you read when you get there? Where's your sword? Where's your sword? Your Bible should be something you change often because of use. It should be something you change often because of use. You should change it often because of use. But the Bible your mommy bought for you when you were 10-year-old bad day, or the Bible your mommy used for wedding anniversary, the white Bible, is the one you are using. Is the one you are using now. The white Bible your mommy and your daddy exchanged more than 20 something years ago, that she gave you when you were going to secondary school. By reason of use, your Bible should have been changed often. Every power that makes reading the Bible a problem to you, that power is terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. That power is terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, it's like MTN. My sword must not. If you are going somewhere and you forget your Bible, hey, please wait for me. Wait for me. I forgot something. And you run inside. Says my Bible. Is this your Bible? You ask. Yes. I go out without my Bible. Students that go for reading for night class without Bible, I don't know. That's why throughout the night, it's as if that night they injected you with injection. Because you slept as if they gave you injection. You did not start with the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God. That's why throughout that night, all sort of vagabonds were toasting you. They didn't see Bible with you. A guy with seven rings came. Hello. Baby. Oh, how are you? You looked at him like this. He took 45 minutes of your time disturbing you. I just want to tell you. I just want to say that I love. His song is not even jiving. He's not going with keyboard. But when he saw you reading Bible, you know, guys will first scope you. There was all, this one is the Bible, baby. Let us leave her. And the serious ones will come to you. Then you will look at the one you want. You choose her and then you move on. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know, I'm talking from experience. Praise the Lord. God will give you grace to study the Bible.
When you wake up in the morning, that should be your first diet. That should be your first diet. In the night, that should be your diet. That should be your diet. Study, study. Eat it, eat it. Chew it, eat it. Guess especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, particularly the New Testament. That is our present age now. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you move on and on until you get to Revelation. You start again. You keep on until something sinks in your spirit.
Number seven, where I will stop under these signs of love of God is love for giving. Every giver is a man or woman that loves God. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, we always talk about Solomon. That Solomon walked in the ways of his father, David, and he offered 1,000 burnt offerings to God. He offered 1,000 burnt. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father, of David, his father. Only he sacrificed burnt incense in high places. He was a lover, and he displayed his love through giving. I've said it often to every lady here. Don't marry a stingy man. It's a good reason to say no. I remember very well when we were a little, some years ago, my first sister, I have two sisters by God's privilege, two of them are married now. And the first one was dating somebody, and then she came home one day and she told my mom that they are not dating. I said, "Why? What's going on? We know this guy is doing well, he's doing this, he's that." He said he's stingy, and everybody looked like, was that a justifiable reason? But now I know it's a justifiable reason to sack a guy. A guy who is a shareholder in Akogom International Consortium Limited can never amount to much. He's a board member. He sits on the company chair of Akagom Nigeria Limited with companies all over the world, branches worldwide. Please. God loves givers and he reciprocates givings. I don't want to talk much about that tonight because of our time. God loves givers. He loves giving. You can claim you love and you are not giving. It is a lie. You can say it anywhere. Love pushes you to give. Love, true love, pushes you. We don't want to give it, but the love you have for that person pushes you to give. Every lover of God is a giver to God. Quickly, before we go into the feet washing, very quickly, what are the dividends that accrue to you when you love God? What, Pastor, you have said so much that we must love God, it will bring grace to us. What are the dividends? What are these things it brings to you? Number one is called peace. John 16, verse 13. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, every man or woman who loves God, John 16, 33. Thank you, Jesus. Every man or woman who loves God will enjoy peace. This year, you will enjoy peace. Over your children, you will enjoy peace. Over your studies and your results, you will enjoy peace. Over your house and your family, you will enjoy peace. All the days of your life, you will enjoy peace. All the days of your life, you enjoy peace. Listen to me. I speak to every storm in your life. Storm in your business. Storm in your career. Storm over your health. Every ravaging storm, receive peace in the name of Jesus. Peace comes as a blessing, as a dividend of the love of God. Number two, dividend of the love of God is called success without sweat. In recent times, I've spoken a little bit about this. The more you love God, the more you have fruits in life, which is called success without sweat. A tree doesn't need to sweat before it will bring out fruits. During its season, it must bring out fruits. When you love God, you are a... Listen to me. I can preach on this forever. I know where I was before when I wasn't so close to God. And I know where I am now. I can recommend this love to you anytime.
is something I know you, it will work for you. It will pay you. You can't afford to walk the way others are walking. You can't afford to walk in the path your father is walking. That doesn't care about God. Only goes to church as a ceremony. No! Love him passionately. And then you begin to taste dividends. Number one dividend is the one I talked about earlier. And then now, success without sweat. You are successful and there is no sweat. There is no sweat. You only taste sweet. Number three, dividend of the love of God is called revelation. Revelation. The love of God brings you into the level of revelation. And from revelation, you go to revolution. And from revolution, you go to turnaround. The revelation makes you get to a level where you are revolutionized in your spirit. You say, no, I can't be a failure. 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 Job 32 verse 8, there's spirit in man, but the inspiration of God giveth him understanding. There's something that will inspire you because you love God. You are inspired, so you won't expire. Somebody is here tonight, you will never expire in life. I say you never expire in life. There is a spirit in man, but the inspiration of God giveth. That spirit is called the spirit of love. Once that spirit is inside of you, you are bubbling with inspiration. Friends, I've never been dry of inspiration. I know the right step to take part time because of pursuit of the love of God. When I was resigning my appointment, my friend said, it's impossible. How can you leave this kind of salary? It's impossible. He is coming back. He's just lying. Which call? How can God call somebody? We got call somebody and tell him to leave all these things, leave official car, leave all these blessings and the big, big money around you to say you want to be serving God. Forget it. It's a lie. It's impossible. Years have rolled by today. And we're thanking God for it. I have none of them to envy today. Your love of God places you in a level where you are revolutionized. Your life experiences a turnaround. The love of God in your heart gives you revelation. From revelation, you go to revolution. From revolution, things must turn around for you. This year, 2016, things must turn around for you. I can predict the end of a God lover. I can predict it. When you see somebody loving God, I can tell you where the person will end. I can tell you, even if the person is eating bread with palm oil now, bread and put inside palm oil, and the person loves God, please watch him, watch her, watch him. I can also predict the end of somebody who turns his back on God. I can predict the person's end. I'm prescribing to you tonight something that will keep you permanently enjoying grace. Permanently enjoying grace. Number what now? Number four. Dividend of the love of God is called wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is the secret behind ruling on earth. And foolishness is the secret behind hardship on earth. Wisdom is the secret behind ruling on earth. And foolishness, and then if you lack wisdom, is the secret. The easiest way to end up as a foolish man is to not have wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Hosea 34 verse 6. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge, because they don't know what to do. They are destroyed, they don't know what to do. Every man of wisdom is a God lover. If you love God, you will enjoy wisdom. If you love God, you have access to wisdom. Wisdom to know what to do per time. It is a sign of lack of wisdom for a husband not to know how to say I'm sorry to the wife when he offends her. It's a sign of lack of wisdom. You offended your wife. You can't say, ah, my wife, I'm sorry. What I did is wrong. I shouldn't have said what I said to you. The word I said is too heavy. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That is wisdom. But a man that doesn't have wisdom, he said, you'll be using ego. Hey, what do you mean? I'm the head of this place. I'm the head of it. At the end of the day, he has nothing to gain. The turmoil continues. The devil finally comes inside the house, begins to play basketball. It's a felele. Basketball is a felele. Basketball is a felele. humble yourself. It's a sign of wisdom for a man to say, my wife, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Because once you open the door to the devil, he brings a chair, big one, and says there, and brings beer along with fried meat with beer, more than 50 pieces per day, so that he can eat very well, and three cartons. Wisdom is a dividend of the love of God. Number five, dividend of the love of God, I need to move very fast now, is greatness. Every man or woman who loves God is a man who is going to be great. When you love self, you live for small. But when you love God, you live for greatness. When you love self, myself, I don't care, and let me do anything for myself. No. But when you love God, which topic is this one? Accessing overflowing grace via the love of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just look at like you didn't see it. Number five, dividend of love. Number one is peace. Number two is success without sweat. Number three is revelation. Number four is wisdom. Number five is greatness. Every man or woman who loves God will be great. Friends, I've come to announce to you that you will be the greatest in your family. I say you will be the greatest in your family. Either the devil likes it or not. Either your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your stepfather, your stepsister, your stepmother, anybody, your brother, your sister, anybody likes it or not, you will be the greatest in your family. There are some of you here, the children that will come out of your stomach will become president of nations. From you, greatness will become a permanent thing in your lineage. From you upward, there will be nothing like smallness again. And of course, number what now? Number six is protection. Every person that loves God is a man that enjoys protection. Because my wife is my wife, she's naturally protected. I naturally make sure that she's there's enough around her to keep her protected. When you are a God lover, you must be protected. When you are a God lover, He protects and cares for you. He preserves you. Many of you know the story of when I traveled some years ago, not too long ago, but I think a year or two now. And I was coming around Ogomosho in the middle of the night with some of our brethren here. In fact, the person that drove the car is here tonight. And then another one of our brethren was also in the car. We were three. And I sat down at the back as we left Lagos very early. And I wanted to be in church because I think there was a wedding or so the next day. I can't remember very well. We're rushing to get to Ilorin. We left Lagos around 2, but there was a terrible hold up. We were in the car from 2 till about 6, no movement in Ikeja. And then eventually we were able to move around to 7 as we hit the road. I started praying. I started speaking in tongues initially. And then later I started praising God, and they joined me. From there we started praying. We did that till we got to Ibadan, from Lagos to Ibadan. And then after that, we were just thanking God and all that. When we got to Ogomosho, some guys were already waiting. This was 2 or 2:30 a.m. in the dead of the night. I said, "Stop them! Yes, that's them, stop them!" And I said, "Move now, don't stop." And then a rain of bullets started. It was, I was watching film. And I did not know it was that bad until we got to Ilorin. We dropped off the brethren. And then in the morning, my wife said, "Shaka kala barabaya. Bullet ray all over the car, to where the back, everywhere." And I was dead at the back. And not a scratch. Not a single scratch. By the following day in the morning, I was already in church here to walk. Every God lover is a protected human being. He says, "I will give my angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." As God liveth, a single hair of your body will not be uprooted this year. A single hair of your body will not be uprooted this year.
A single hair of your body will not be uprooted this year. And number 7, where we stop, dividend of the love of God is anointing. Any man or woman that wants anointing must love God. In John 21 verse 14 to 17, Jesus asked Peter 3 times. Peter, love ye thou me more than these? 3 times. 3 times. John 21, 14 to 17. Love me thou more than these? Oh boy, are you sure you love me? Are you sure you love me? Because if you love me, then I can give you my anointing. And don't forget that Peter eventually got a lot of that anointing. Upon this church, I'll build my church. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. So, if you desire the anointing, choir and every other person that ministers, if you desire the anointing, love God. Love God. Love God. All these 7 things I talked about how to love God, let it be seen on you. Love His house. Love His projects. Be a giver to God. Give lavishly to the things of God. Give bountifully. Let God's own thing be paramount in your heart. Let be a man or woman that loves his neighbors. Love your neighbors. Care for those you know and those you don't know. If you have the resources, dig boreholes. Start schools. Whatever you can do to be a blessing to the society. You see, there are some of you here. By the time we are doing 31st of December this year, you are already a man and a woman to reckon with in the society. I say you are already a man and a woman to reckon with in the society. Come on, if you are the person I'm talking about, let me hear your biggest amen. 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 If you are that person, jump on your feet and begin to say big amen. Lift up your hands to heaven and thank Him. Lift up your hands. Lero brodo shikaraba yekedus utriado shakatazwa raketo sokriado shagadabai lesu sokriando sambrodo sikedia masu otosia trado ketebriano masuzo preato tapara kotosia makrako tapra kitosiana makranko sombre nos kiliando mantos kriado shkalabababa. Thank you, Jesus. Now in a minute, speak to Him. Father, give me new grace.